Lots of middle schoolers head off to soccer fields or band practices most afternoons, but not many head to their parents' basement to get their four-man, or rather four-boy, punk band ready to open Brighton Music Hall. Aaron Tron visited some middle schoolers in Marlboro who are doing just that and introduces us now to Color Killer.
So, yeah, we're going down the basement now.
Grab your pick. Oh, my God.
Squeak. Yeah, we're going down the squeaky stairs to practice. And, yeah, this is our chaotic
crowd. Welcome to my crib.
On rehearsal days, Lincoln Zanzola, Nate Dahlbeck, Dylan Huther, and Matthew Hiltz come home from middle school together. Their friendships go back to preschool. Three live on the same sleepy suburban street. Now they're standing on a shag carpet in Lincoln's basement, their band's posters covering the walls. They call themselves Color Killer, and each kid has a head full of fluorescent-colored hair.
Then how was there only 7.8 billion people on the Earth, Nate? There would be, like, a lot more.
After a bit of fooling around, Nate decides he needs help.
You gotta call your dad. Like, do your mating call for your dad.
The band's driving force, Lincoln, yells upstairs to his dad. Tony Zanzola has been the de facto manager since his son got into music.
I guess it started out when Lincoln was six. He started playing guitar. And a couple weeks after he started playing guitar, he told my wife, "You can throw away all my toys. I don't need them anymore."
In second grade, Lincoln talked Nate and Dylan into playing the school talent show. But that wasn't enough. So his dad says Lincoln started looking for ways to play on his own.
He was always begging me to take him into Boston to go busking. So I took him. And he did really, really well. So then he kept going and going and going.
Lincoln soon had so many gigs, his dad figured, why not get those guys together again? They added Matt as a drummer, and it's been nonstop Color Killer ever since. Last summer, they released an album and were the youngest band ever to play the traveling punk rock festival Warped Tour. A documentary film crew started following them around. Now they're getting ready to play a pretty big Boston venue, the Brighton Music Hall. Their songs give kid topics a punk edge. Michael Doesn't Like Me is about a daredevil who lives up the street.
Michael doesn't like me, thinks that I'm a jerk. I gave him my last juice box, but nothing seems to work.
He usually just goes down the street, no hands on his bike, and with a hat on. But now he's wearing a helmet.
That's right. These kids are pro bike safety, which may not sound very punk, whatever that means. They argue over influences like the mid-90s Worcester band Bane or Green Day. Lincoln, who's only 10 years old, says he grew up listening to punk. 13-year-old Nate claims it resonates with them in a deeper way.
It's energetic. There's some energetic punk songs. We're all over the place. It pretty much fits us. It fits our personality.
You just joined the band because I played an instrument. You realize that, right?
One Sunday afternoon, the band, with all their gear and family members in tow, show up at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain.
Well, punch out, guys. Give space to Sparrow. Thank you.
As the band sets up, an audience gathers around the stage. Nate's mom, Julie Dahlbeck, says she likes watching people's faces as a show kicks off.
People's reactions when they start playing, they're thinking, oh, it's cute. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, man, they can actually play. I love watching them. And then they bicker.
There are some false starts and stops.
Okay, we're starting now. This is some awkward stuff.
Do it! Work!
The crowd yells to them to get going. The members of Color Killer aren't thinking beyond their next song or next gig. It might sound a bit chaotic, but for middle school punks, that's the sound of keeping it together. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Aaron Tron.